because Sheila wants that. If I don't get over to Sheila, she's very interested in that, what you're doing there. You know.
The family tree that Mum had.
Yes, I was, well, I told her about it. She was very interested. She wanted to come over, like, and tell you all about their family, because she's a cook. She's in the family too.
Yes. December the 10th, 1988, interview with Vera Winters. I thought, I'll just ask you, tell me which grandparents you knew and what their names were. Can you remember your grandparents?
I'm Stephanie.
I was asking you if you could, you remember the names of your grandparents?
Yes. My grandparents, that would be, yes, and Mum's name was Lloyd.
Yeah, so it would have been the Lloyds.
Yeah, and of course Dad's name was Cook.
Cook, yeah.
And Mum had a brother in Beaconsfield, Georgetown, that had a hotel, Fred White. That was my grandmother Cook's brother. And they had quite a big family of them, there were. And I don't know where my grandmother came from originally, but Dad, that was Granny Cook. I never knew Granny Lloyd because she was dead before my mother came out to Australia.
Oh, so your
mum was Irish, but she went to England later and
so
came out from England. And Dad's mother, Cook, they came from Scotland.
Oh, I see.
Originally.
Yeah.
And, but, see, Granny Cook's husband left her and she got married a guy, her name was Richards then. But we'd never call her Granny Richard, we used to call her Granny Cook.
Oh, right. So she got married again.
Yes, because she got married again. Well, Lil lived with her. Lil lived home.
Yeah, she lived with her grandma. But what, do you know what sort of jobs your grandparents had or your parents?
Well, my mother's people were pretty well off, the Lloyds.
Yeah.
And my mum's father, her mother died and her father got married again and they had two stepdaughters and they got all the money, they got everything.
And you?
And Mum and Uncle George, that was, he lived in Launceston, that was Auntie Ida and Uncle George and they had three children. Lorna might still be alive in Launceston. And they got nothing, Mum and Uncle George, that was the first family.
Was that the Lloyds of London?
Yeah. No, yes.
The same family?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but they got...
they got nothing and their stepdaughters got everything.
Mm.
And we lived in Beaconsfield and Uncle George lived in Beaconsfield. He used to drive the coaches. I used to go to Launceston with him for company sometimes. And they lived there for years and we never knew he was there. Because we lived right back in the bush, see.
Mm.
And we were going out from school one day and Auntie Ida, that's Uncle George's wife, was at the gate and she asked us to come in. I can remember it now. She gave us homemade raspberry jam and cream. And when we went home, we said to our mother and father, we met a woman in the town, from the, not far from the school. I said, and she we were telling her what that she gave us. And I said, her name was Lloyd. Mum looked up, you know, and she... At any rate, we went back over to see what his name was, and George Lloyd. It was my brother.
Your own mum's brother, and she didn't know you?
She didn't know he was there, no. Oh, and he came over that night and walked over for miles, it would be, and to see her. And then Auntie Ida, she was the one that got her breast cut and the mangles. Oh, she was a big woman. But, oh, Jen, she was lovely. She was the most marvellous woman. She'd do anything for you. She was that kind.
And
I loved her. She was terribly good to me.
How come they didn't know they were in the same place?
Well, Mum had gone to Georgetown or Lefroy and got married and lived over there, because they were in Georgetown first. I think they must have got married in Georgetown and then went to Lefroy because there were gold. They found gold there. Granny Cook had a farm there. Not a real farm. She made cheese and butter. And sold, you know, the cheese in the great big round things then. And they reckon they could hear her cooey, the men. She had quite a few men working for her. Because Lil lived there, as I said, went to school and everything, in Lefroy. And they reckon they could hear her cooey all over Lefroy.
And did she have many cows?
No, I don't think she had a lot. I can't remember too much about it. And then she came over to Beaconsfield after she sold the farm, and she was in a hotel for a while. She had the Patmore Hotel in Beaconsfield.
Was Auntie Lil with her then?
Yeah. Oh, she was marvellous to us. Because Mum was no good, so Mum was always a delicate sort of woman. And Granny is a marvellous woman with a needle. It's like Gail Evanley, you know, it's like her. Yeah. She was wonderful. And she used to make, we wouldn't have had anything, hardly had it had to been for her. She used to make all her clothes and everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, so your mum's father, what sort of job did he have?
Mm.
Your mum's father, what job did he have? Do you know?
No, I don't
know.
Was
he a gold?
I don't know what he done, I wouldn't have a clue. We were never interested in it.
What about your father?
Worked in the our father worked in the Beaconsfield gold mine.
So, and you lived near it or in the bush?
No, we came closer then to Beaconsfield.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked in the mine until it closed down.
And when you lived in the bush, was he working?
Yes, on the, we had a sort of, we used to do fowls for,
sort of a farm.
Yeah, sort of
chicken farm.
Mm. But he still went to work. I don't know what he'd done then before. I think he always worked in the mine. He was underground boss.
Mm.
And
where was the bush? How far from Beaconsfield?
Oh, well, we used to call it the bush. I suppose it'd only be about 3 miles.
From Beaconsfield?
Mm.
Oh, and you have...
Over the top of Cabbage Tree, Hill and down. If ever you go to Tasmania and you go to Beaconsfield, you'll see Cabbage Tree Hill.
Is it still bush?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think any... It's gone to the pack, I think, since the mine closed down.
Oh.
Bet was there a few years ago, and she called on the people, the girl I went to school with, and Vera Mannion, they had the baker shop. And the girl told her that... Vera was in a home. She's the same age as me. And we only went to school for 3 years, both of us. And they had plenty of money, they were all the same. And the last time I went to Beaconsfield, Irin took me down, Lodges and Irin. And when Annie died, and Irin took me down to Beaconsfield, and she says, is there anyone you'd like to see? I said, yes, I'd love to see Vera Mannion if she's still alive. And I went into the shop and I asked the girl, she never ever got married. I said, is Vera Mannion still alive? She said, yes, she's lying down, but she said, she's all right. She said, I'll go and tell her. And she was up out of a bed like a shot. And she invited us all in for afternoon tea, Irene.
And that's the girl you went to school with?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, so you had the Chooks. And then you also had to work in the gold mine. And your mum just did the chooks and things, did she?
Yeah. Oh, Mum, we done practically everything because Mum wasn't very...
Yeah.
We tried to, you know, she help just her. Done the housework.
Was she a bit sick?
Yeah.
Or just
well, she
not
died. She, I don't know what was wrong with her. I forget. She died at 53, I know.
So she was young to die. Mm. Yeah.
Had a stroke. And it had gone to her brain. She wanted to... She was a stick at home like I am now. But then she was young.
She was much younger.
Yes. And Dad was going to Launceston to see Uncle George then and Auntie Ida. And wanted to take Mum with him. You know, he had a motorbike and sidecar, Red Indian, I can see it now. And she didn't want to go.
She didn't want to visit.
He forced her to go. And she died before she got home. She had a stroke on the way.
Oh, on the bike?
On the bike. And she never regained consciousness. And the doctor said that it had gone to her brain, a stroke.
Yeah.
So, whether it was a stroke, it was a heart attack, those times they didn't
know
much about it, did they?
How old were you when she died?
I was carrying Betty. And I was 3 months pregnant with Betty.
Oh,
and
right.
The doctor advised me not to go home.
Oh.
I never went home when Mum died. Mm. Els went and Nell went. And Nell was already home.
Mm.
Els went and Tops was home in Beaconsfield. And Lil was there. Mm. I never went. So.
Yeah.
That's how long it is ago, and Betty's 60, was Betty 63?
Yeah, I think so. What was your mum's name, first name?
Agnes Mary Lloyd.
Oh, that's who mum's named after, sort of.
Yeah. And she always said, Granny always said that she liked, Mum always said if we had the first daughter, would we call her after her?
Yes.
And when she died so young, and I said, well, I was the first one that had a daughter. Oh no, it wasn't really. Tops was, but then Tops was a Catholic. And,
but when you had Mum, she wasn't dead, was she? Because you were just pregnant.
Oh no, I had Mum and Keith. They came and stayed with us.
Yes.
Dad and Mum came and stayed with us at Glenorchy.
Mm.
Yeah. I had Jean and Keith.
I was going to just get you to tell us all the brothers and sisters. The firstborn in your family is Topsy, isn't it?
Yes, Tops.
And then after Topsy.
And Lil.
Yeah.
And then Els.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
And Nell. And Frank.
And Frank.
Frank's that was the youngest.
Yeah. Did your family think they needed a boy to help around the house, or did the girls do the boys' work?
Frank was spoiled.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
So the girls were
spoiled. All the girls spoiled him.
So what sort of jobs did you have to do?
Everything. Get the wood.
Did you have to chop the wood?
Carry the water on. I used to carry the water on a yoke, like a Chinaman. And had to go to the spring for the water. And we had to do our washing in a water hole.
Oh.
But
so
we couldn't
drink
the water, it wasn't pure.
There were no tanks?
Oh, we had a tank, but what was a tank for six
people?
And
how far away was the spring?
About a mile, the spring was.
And you carried a couple of buckets on a yoke?
Yeah.
And did you have to chop wood off out of the bush?
Yes, and bear it.
Yeah.
Elsa and I done that.
And did you do the washing, or your mum?
No, she did the washing in the kerosene tin. Boiled the clothes in the kerosene tin.
And what about the cooking?
With a camp oven.
Outside?
No, inside.
What's a
camp
oven?
A big hook on the bar across, and a big hook and an open fireplace.
Oh, an open fireplace with a hook, and you hung pots and things
on
it to cook.
And the pots would be on the hobs, they'd have the handles.
Oh, right.
And the camp oven, Oh, beautiful cooker, they are.
Mm. And what sort of food did you normally eat? Chickens?
No, we always had plenty, you know, we, plenty of meat and that. Just,
what, lamb? Or beef?
Lamb, mostly, yeah.
Oh, did you eat rabbits?
Yes, a lot of rabbits. Mm. And yeah, cooked them always.
And potatoes?
Yes, we always grew our own vegetables, always.
So you'd grow, did you grow turnips and things like that, or just potatoes and carrots?
And peas and beans, and just...
everything like that.
And
you didn't have a cow?
Plenty of fruit, trees, apples, cherries.
Well, so you had all your fruit too?
Made our own jam, everything. All we had to buy really was sugar and tea, and we made our own butter. If we didn't make our own butter, we bought it from another farm.
Did you have a cow?
Yes, we did have a cow.
Oh, and who milked the cow?
Not me.
Whose job was it?
I said I'd never... mostly, I don't know who milked the cow. Els, I think. I think it was Els. Because Lil wasn't home, see.
Why did Auntie Lil go and live with your grandma?
Oh, Grandma was lonely, I think, and she liked company.
And you had plenty of girls. And did Auntie Lil help your granny in the house?
Oh, yes. She was pretty good, Lil. And I went to work when I was 11. I only went to school for 3 years.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the school, because I think...
Went to school when I was 8.
Yeah.
And left when I was 11. I was working at 11 at the convent.
Now, you went to school to a state school Catholic, and then a Catholic
school? Yes, went to school for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then went on to a convent school.
How come you changed to the Catholic school?
Because there was a Catholic, or what do you call it, came and they...
evangelical movement.
Yes, and converted. And of course, Mum being a Catholic, I pestered her to get us all christened again. And we'd been already christened in the Presbyterian Church.
Oh.
And then we were christened again in the Catholic Church.
Was your father alive?
Hmm?
Was your father alive? Was your father alive when your mum changed to be a Catholic?
Yes, he wasn't too happy about it.
No.
Not at all.
Did he lose an arm?
And the granny wasn't. Granny, Granny Cook was in a terrible way about it. To think that we were, after being christened Presbyterians, to go back into the Catholic.
And was...
Well, Lil never went to Catholic school.
Your mother came from an Irish background, though.
Yes, and then went on to England. They went. She was in England when she came out of England.
And Granny Cook came from a Scottish background.
Yes.
Oh, so one's Presbyterian and one.
Yeah. Catholic. Granny was very Scots.
Yeah. And when you, I was just going to ask about your father. What was his name?
Frank George Cook.
Oh, so Uncle Frank's named after him?
Yeah.
And he lost an arm, did he?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
In the railway, in Launceston, in the railway.
Oh, he was working
He was working after the mine closed down, so he had lots of different jobs. And then he went into the mine as a carpenter.
Oh,
right. Pretty good carpenter he always was. He built our house.
Did he build the things in the mine to stop it falling in, the wooden things?
And he lost his arm in the railway, and he didn't lose his arm, he lost his finger.
Oh.
And they put carbolic ointment or something on it, and he got poisoned.
Oh.
And they took off his arm to there first.
Up to his wrist?
His wrist.
Yeah.
And then they took it off to there.
Yeah.
And it still travelled. He had
gangrene.
Yeah. And then it went to there.
The top of his arm. Yeah.
And he used to be 18 stone, and he went down to about 12 stone.
From losing all those operations.
And Dr. Ratton in the Hobart had done the operation. And he was very concerned about that. Terribly good to him, he was marvellous. And he used to buy him a case of stout to try and build him up.
Mm.
And but he went down and down and down, and then he came over to Melbourne. So he got compensation from the railway for his, and he came to Melbourne, and he married a woman from Beaconsfield, Sally Barrett.
Oh, after your mum died.
Yeah, yeah. Long ago. They opened a shop in South Melbourne.
Oh, did they?
A tuck shop.
Oh. So he ended up living over here, and did you see him anymore?
He died over here. I didn't see him when he died, but Lil did. She kept in touch, her and Frank, because we weren't living here then.
No, but they were both over here.
Yeah.
No, I just thought I'd ask about your father, because I'd seen the photo with him with no arm. Mm. What actually happened in the railways for him to lose a finger?
I don't know what happened in the first place, because
just got caught in something.
Hobart, and he was in Launceston, but something in the carpentering.
When he married again, did he have more children, or was the woman older?
She had a lot of children. She had Freddie Barrett, only just died recently. He was away in the Changi War.
Prisoner
of war camp. Very sick.
Is that her son?
That was her eldest son.
Was that her son from before, or her son?
Dad and she had children there.
Oh, right. Like she already had a family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had a few sticks.
Yes. Four, I think, though.
Yeah. I was going to get back to when you went to school. You went to a state school for 3 months.
And then to a Catholic.
And then a Catholic for 3 years. And did you get a prize
the man standing
attendance? Did you get a prize for going all the time?
We had to pay to go to the Catholic school.
Oh, how did you afford it? Was it a lot?
Well, it was only about sixpence a week. Oh. Something like that.
And did you go every day, or?
Yes, it was late every day, but I went every day. I went every day for 3 years, never missed a day.
And you went with Vera, did you?
Hmm?
Did you go with Vera Mannion? Did you go with Vera Mannion?
Yeah. Yes, and if she was late, she waited for me, and if I was late, I'd wait for her.
So you were late every day, but you never...
Because we used to have to do a day's work, practically, before we went to school.
What sort of things before you went to school? Get the water in?
Yes, get the water and get the wood and feed the chooks and...
Yeah. Eat the eggs?
It was all work.
Yeah. And when you... They taught you how to read then and write at the school, or had you learned before?
Oh, I had learned before, really. I was a good writer and a good reader. After 3 months at school, I got a beautiful prize, and I wanted to keep it, but it disappeared at any rate.
A book prize?
Mm, a book.
And how did they teach you to write in those days?
Copybook writing.
Yeah.
They were just beautiful. You had pens, and one... The line that you went up to make, say, a B, would be thick, and the line that went around like that would be thin.
Yeah, you could change the thickness and make it
beautiful. Yes, beautiful they were.
And you learned to write by copying the letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Properly we wrote, different to what they do today.
Yeah.
And if we had anything that was dirty or scribbled on, we get into trouble.
Did they use a strap? At the school?
A cane.
A cane?
Yes, a cane, yeah. I never ever got it, but they put Vera Mannion's brother, Cyril, next to me to try and, keep him a bit quiet, because he wouldn't learn at all. And he had a watch. He always had a clock underneath the desk, and he'd be fiddling with the clock, but he turned out a real clockmaker.
Did he? So he was taking watches and clocks apart.
The last time I saw him, when I saw Vera, he talked about it, and he said, "Can you remember school days?" I said, "Yes, I remember you especially."
Yeah. So when you left, was that because
I was 11 when I left.
The family didn't want to pay any more, or was that the age everyone left?
Well, I had to go to work. Dad had gone away to work, and things weren't so good.
You needed some money.
We had no farm then.
Oh, you moved into town.
Only what we used to cook, do for the weekend, like to sell.
Mm.
Oh no, things were not too good after the mine went.
The mine and closed down.
Yeah. Mm. The water got into it, and they didn't even bother.
Oh.
The water
got in. Flooded.
Into the shafts. Mm. And it was flooded.
Did you have a wedding ring from the gold from the Bigginsville mine?
Yeah, no, I didn't have a wedding ring. I had a beautiful signet ring. About Lou and I, Dad, he reckons that we were the two best to him, or two of them. And he had us both a ring made. And we had it made in Hobart, Flint's, the jewellers. And I was chopping wood up home. And you can't take that off, right? And do you want to turn it back? And I dented mine because it's very soft gold. It was 18 carat.
Yeah.
And 18 carat gold is very soft. And I had it hanging up and tucked to the jewellers. Just disappeared. I knew, always knew where it went, but it disappeared.
Someone stole it.
I lost it, and Lil lost hers in the flood.
Oh, over near Cooey.
In Cooey Run.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, so after your school, you already knew how to read and write.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And you got a job in a convent.
Yeah, I was there till I was 15.
And what sort of work?
Oh, everything. Even scrub the school out.
Scrubbing floors?
Yeah.
And cleaning?
And cleaning. And cooking?
Cooking?
Yeah.
And you were only young, 11.
Yeah.
And did you get to know any of the nuns?
And my father wanted me to be a nun, yet he wasn't a Catholic. I said, no way, thank you.
And this
No thanks.
And this Lego.
I saw too much. They're terrific workers, Jan.
And this Lego car's gonna be a flat wheel.
Well, you be careful driving.
They've got to work like nobody's business.
The nuns?
It's the priests that got all the glory and all that.
And did you find out what the nuns wore under their robe? Did you have a look through the keyhole?
Yeah.
Did they have any hair?
No.
They had shaved heads.
It was one nun in particular. She's came from New Zealand, and Sister Vincent, and she was jilted at the altar.
Oh.
And she came straight from New Zealand to Bigginsville and joined the convent. And she had all her things, all her clothes.
All her wedding
clothes. And I wanted to, because she talked. And they're not allowed to talk to you.
Yeah.
But she did, because she was new, and she hadn't gone through all the rigmarole. And I thought, well, I'm going to have a look if I never see anyone done before or after. And she had the hair showed right off. I saw one with my mother once at a convent being ordained.
Yeah.
And I saw them, they tread on all their clothes.
And when you left the convent, was that because you found another job, or did the convent?
Yes, I went down. Lil wanted me to go down and work with her at the Australasian Hotel in Kingston Beach. And I was there till I was 20.
Oh, so you were there 5 years. Until you got married?
Oh, we'd done everything there. I was housemaid waitress, and Lil was waitress. And a wonderful place it was, wonderful. But, oh dear, the people that used to come there.
Rough people?
Some of them were people that you knew so well from Beaconsfield. And we used to have to go and get our own drinks from a private bar to take into the lounge rooms to serve the people that came there. But a lot of the people came from Victoria and Sydney. For the summer holidays, brought their family and their nurses with them, because the hotel was a very big place, and they had their own lounge rooms always.
So it was sort of a luxury holiday for them.
Yes, Father.
Yeah. And was that the same hotel that you found out there was a priest seeing a girl?
Yes, that was the same. That's the only one I was at. Well, I said I'll never go inside the Catholic Church again ever.
Did you open the door and see him there? Or?
Well, he ordered morning tea.
And you took it in and he was there with the
woman? Because I was the house.
And you knew him from Beaconsfield?
Yes, he used to come to...
And this was
Father McNally was his name.
Did he stay
He nearly died when he saw me.
Did he stay being a priest?
No, they... must have only been for one night. I don't know. I forget about that. And